Because that Bible wasn't following me. My eyes was kind of watering up, and sometimes it's kind of hard for me to read. But you bear with me. And I'm going to do my best to bring us a message from the Word of the Lord.
Amen.
And I thought, and I tried 2 days to get away from this. It just won't go. But I'm going to try to walk through the Word. I'm going to try my best. Try to show you life beyond death. It's appointed that a man must die.
Yeah.
We're headed that route.
Yeah.
There's a day out there somewhere with our name on it.
Uh-huh.
So you pray for us. There's a family that I want to follow this morning through the Word of God. And the Bible said in the 5th chapter of Luke, 38th verse, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at his feet and heard his word. And Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chose that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Now, Jesus went into this home. I was good friends of his, and he walked here in the flesh. He went into this city, this village, and Martha received him into her home. I suppose he said, she said, "Come in," and there was Mary, and she sat at his feet to hear his words. Martha was cumbered about many things. She was moved about, serving, and she wanted things to be different from Mary. But Mary, she loved the Word of God. And I believe she endeared her invictions to sit and hear His words. Now the Bible talks about Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. I don't know where Lazarus sat at this time. Martha and Mary. Martha was cumbered about many things, just like a typical family in everyday walk of life. But now no doubt went on his way after a while. They didn't know what was coming to pass in a few days, a few months, a year or two. I don't know. There was a tragic come to that home. I'm going to read a portion of Scripture. Maybe I hit the highlights. You know the Scripture. You know where I'm going. I want to tell you today, the most needful thing that is in your life is the hearing the true Word of God coming down in the power and the demonstration and that of the Holy Ghost. It's feed the food to her soul. It's encouraging. It's exactly what we need.
Amen. That's true.
So we go on a little bit. Now, hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
That's right. Amen.
Today. Now let's find this family again. We already know that Martha was cumbered about with many things.
Yep.
Trouble about many things. We kind of look at that and think of ourselves. How many things are we troubled about? And we're cumbered about many things. I've taken us away, and that from the Word of God. Is that needful?
Yeah.
No, we need to be in the Word of God.
Bless you.
In the 11th chapter of St. John's Gospel, we're going to read just a few verses maybe. I am bringing some message from the word of the Lord. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. He got sick now. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God.
Bless the Lord.
And the Son of God might be glorified hereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that he said, his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews lay assault to stone thee, and goest thou hence again? Jesus answered, art thou 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of the world. But if a man walk in night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things spake he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I might awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleepeth, he doeth well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoke of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them, plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sake that I was not there to the event, that I ye might believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Now today, I'm going to stop reading right there. But now I want us to know today, the Bible said, Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death. This sickness that the Father I might be glorified, and the Son might be glorified. I'm here to tell you today that this sickness Jesus was going there to wake him out of sleep. And Martha, she come to him and she said, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother, I had not have died. But I know that even now, thou wilt ask, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thine brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and life. I, brother, I can't get over. He come and he abode two more days. I give this man plenty of time to die that he might glorify the Father, that they might see the mighty power of God working in their family. Tragic come, we know death comes to every one of us. I made to believe to this, you know the story. Whenever they said this man had been dead 4 days, brother, it was all for the glory of God, that he might show us what's going to happen just through the doorway of death. Now let me tell you today, it only comes through them that believe and repent and backed up and ready to go. This sickness is not unto death. There is a sickness that is unto death.
That's right. Yep.
But a man has to die the second time. I'm made to believe I did this through the doorway of death. Every individual that's called upon the name of the Lord, I will wake up out of sleep.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
And one day God will bring them with him. I'm glad today. The Bible said that this sickness is not unto death.
Yeah. Amen.
But for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Listen, I know today what is needful in our life. What is needful, don't you know? That Martha and Mary, they was glad that Jesus come their way. Don't you know? That this little lady, she loved the Lord enough. She anointed his feet and wiped his feet with her hair. Listen, she loved Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
And I believe today she glorified him. I believe wherever she was at and began to hear the word of God, she let the people know that she loved God. We're living in a time, brother, that the Lord is not glorified. People are too quiet. They're so loved. They're comfort about with everything that's going on in this world. Brother, when we get to a church service, everybody says, I'm ready to go. I glorifies Jesus.
That's right.
Not knowing around the curve to over the next hill, somebody, a loved one, is taken out of the way. But brother, listen, we need, as Christian people, I call back out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Brother, we need the needful thing in our life is send up praise to him that he might be glorified.
Amen. That's true.
But somehow, we can't even get a amen. Can you not hear me? I just do you not agree with me? We need to glorify him that sits on the right hand of the Father. That one day, brother, I don't know when but listen, they had no idea when Jesus visited us in that little village. They didn't have no idea that their brother's going to die. But he did. Here's something else they didn't have no idea. I just threw the doorway of death. My brother, they lost all hope. Ever see their brother again. Listen, Jesus said, where have you laid him? Well, they said, by now he sleepeth. I believe whenever Jesus said with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. I believe whenever they began to come forth, I listen, they was all surprised. I listen, life beyond death. I don't believe maybe Martha ever thought she'd get to serve her brother again.
Yeah. Amen.
And then the 12th chapter, they had a great supper.
Yeah.
After this, the brother had died. And after he rose again,
yeah,
they said a great supper. And Martha, I served him again. I listen to the Bible said, if you want to know what's over yonder, Brother Eric, I said to him, dear, I listen unto the hymn.
That's right. Amen.
We'll see you over yonder one day after a while. But listen today. I'm the loved ones. I was called out of this world. I wouldn't know that. I from the foundation of the world. I listen, this is going to happen. What is needful in your life? What is the most needful thing? I'm going to the lake. I'm going somewhere else on the Sabbath day. The Lord prepared for you. I'm doing something else. If they knew what tomorrow held, they'd be glorifying God. Today, we can't even get people to say amen. They sit here like I'm not on the law.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Amen. That's true.
That the Lord thinks about us.
Right. Yeah.
Listen. Oh, yeah, I need a break. I think in my heart, I'm just going to give it up and quit. After all these years, I know a few days out there, I'm going to face Jesus and with him, what was needful for me.
That's right.
What is needful for me? Preacher, it ain't none of your business what I do or where I go. Boy, you got that right.
Yep.
But listen.
That's right.
Death is coming.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah. Yeah. One day after a while, death is coming.
Yeah.
What kind of person ought you to be?
Amen.
Listen. Do I need to praise God? Let me tell you today. The Bible said, He said this, which is, He's fixing to go away. He said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. And now I'm ready to come home. Listen, I'm not finished the work yet that he's given me to do. But just through the doorway of death, I can meet Jesus.
Right.
Listen. Now, preacher, this sickness is not under death. He was showing us just over yonder. Just beyond death. This boy, whenever he arose, he's not sick no more.
Amen.
He was not in pain no more. I believe when he rose from that little tomb, he come with a glorified body that will never have to die no more. Even though it's appointed unto man once to die. But listen, you better dread and be dreadful of the second death which is coming and that unto man. There is a sickness not unto death. There is a sickness is unto death. Listen, the Bible talks about revelation at the last day. You don't want to be here.
Amen.
I can see how whenever the books is open, brother, you better glorify God while you can. You better lift up the name of the Son of Man while you can. Because the day's coming. And he said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book were open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to his works. Get this. and death and hell were cast into a lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into a lake of fire. Do you tell me how that's not important for us to get real with God? I to be honest with God. I listen, I hurry, whenever Jesus come by, I believe she'll let everything go. I believe her all intentions. I was serving God and being there. She anointed his body. She was humble enough to wipe his feet with her hair of her head. She was dedicated and she sent for Jesus. She said, "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would have not have died."
Yeah, bless him more.
But listen to, whenever it comes time to go, Jesus, he just went off somewhere else. Brother, I preached not long ago, I will walk that lonesome valley. We will have to go there by ourselves. I mean, just through the doorway of death. Jesus, I will say to the dead, I listen to come forth. Whenever he says, I come forth, we're going to come forth.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Like it or not.
Right.
Then, on that glorious day, what do you think is the most needful thing in your life? It's to have Jesus. But maybe you waited too late. Listen, I believe this, I don't know where Mom was at. I don't know where Dad was at. But there was two sisters and a brother. And they loved Jesus.
Amen.
I know that Martha was cumbered about many things. I know she would be doing this and that. The Bible said that Jesus said there's one thing that is needful and it won't be taken away from her. I don't care. There's not enough of devils in hell I can take the joy of your salvation. You've got to give it away.
Right. Yeah.
Just turn and walk away from it. Listen, can you hear me? Do you believe what I'm telling you this morning?
Amen.
Life beyond death. You can slice it, serve it up any way you want to.
Yeah.
However you want to. But the truth is going to stand.
That's right. Amen.
Truth is going to stand. We know to do good and do it not. To us is sin. And there be no sin. I enter heaven, so then this sickness that's not unto death, I will be changed in a moment in a twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
So, let's look forward to meeting a loved one just over yonder.
Amen.
Here, they got to view him while he was here. But me and you, see, Jesus had to die, and he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not gone. He's still here. He's right here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are we ashamed to glorify his name? Are we ashamed to lift up his name in testimony, a song, whatever it is? It's already been said. I hear today, if you're ashamed of him, then he will be ashamed of you. He can't have us in his heaven. If we're backwards and not willing to give him glory for nothing.
Amen.
I don't know why. And I may not ever know why that I've preached to you like this morning. You may bottle it up. I've seen the time that saints of God, they love the Lord and they love their testimony and they love the praise and they love giving honor to God. So you can hear them testifying. I'm just going down the road. I listen, you can hear them shout the praises of God in the house of God. And you can see the movement of God. You can feel it in your soul. But that is not needful no more, according to some people.
Come on now.
But it's the same Jesus. Bless it's the same Lord. And it's real.
Yeah.
Listen. If you be the light of the world, If you be the salt of the earth, what are you doing for Jesus?
Amen.
We're a brother to Jesus. We're a joint heir with Jesus. And whenever he got ready to go, he lifted up his eyes to heaven. He said, Father, he said, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work that you give me to do. Are we finishing the work, or have we let it go behind? How long would it take you to catch up of all the things that you neglect to do from one day to another, from one week to another, from one year to another? Brother, I'm afraid I wouldn't want to be counted. We're going to wake up and we're going to stand before God.
Yeah.
In the balances and found wanting.
Yeah.
He wanted a little praise. All he wants to be glorified.
Yeah. Amen.
While other Lord preacher were awful quiet.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're real quiet.
Bless you.
We're quiet. I'll say this. You're living in the quietest world that you'll ever live.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
You're living in the quietest world. And if you know what tomorrow held,
yeah,
things might be different with you.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you like it is. Man, I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. But when I read that sickness is not unto death, then I knew where it's sickness, whatever takes me out of this world, just through the doorway of death, I'll pick up a glorified body.
Amen.
And I will be in the arms of Jesus. I'll be in the presence of God. Pain won't ever hit me again. Sorrow won't ever hit me again. Disappointments won't ever be there. But I'll be happy. And I believe with all of my heart, I'll know my love. And Martha and Mary know Lazarus, didn't he? Yeah. You read in the 12th chapter. And Martha served him.
Yeah.
When you like one more time to serve your loved one,
amen,
just hold on.
Amen.
Just hold on. Just over there, you might get to serve your loved one.
Amen.
That left you. Don't weep for them, they're all right. You better weep for yourself and correct that which has gone wrong and pick up yourself and travel on getting ready for that day.
Amen. Thanks,
Lord.
Yeah.
How about it? Listen, is everything all right at your house? Everything all right in your heart? I don't know, but Jesus does.
Amen.
He knew the day that he sat down with Martha and Mary in their little home. Mary wouldn't let go. She didn't have time to help Martha because Jesus was there. But Martha was cumbered about. And Jesus said, one thing is needful. I believe this with all of my heart. The way to heaven is by the way of the church.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
He died for the church in which you touch him.
Right.
He made it possible on a Sabbath day for us to come and worship him.
Amen.
In spirit and in truth. And you know, I wonder just what he thinks about for somebody. I just so quiet. They can't hear. I believe they're dead. They gone to sleep. How will I wake them?
Come on.
Colette, we ought to be able to glorify his name. Being cold and indifferent, there's a remedy for it. Right here it is.
Yeah,
here it is. Jesus woke Lazarus up out of sleep. He said, I'm glad I wasn't there. For your sake, I'm glad I wasn't there. and he spoke plainly to them. He said, Lazarus is dead.
Yeah.
They thought he was just taking a rest. And he spoke plain. But I guess I spoke plain to you today.
Amen.
And if it didn't help you, don't blame me.
Bless you.
Bless me. If you ain't got enough to get up to pray for the name of God or get some testimony or something, you'll have to count for it, not me. But I've seen the small ingrates. And the books is open. One day these books are going to be open. Mm-hmm. And according to our works, oh man, I want more than anything to have enough work to get me there.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, you know something? I tell you this, and then we're going to give you a chance. Not many people, a few people that the Lord has spoke to me and told me to go there. And I had to drop whatever was around me. However, whatever I wanted to do, I had to drop that and go. And I've seen the results. I've seen people saved. A few week or two, I've seen them baptized. In a week or so, I stood over them and said the last few words. And I don't expect no big reward. I just want to get to heaven. But you know what? Through that, God was glorified. Through that, Christ was glorified. I don't mean to brag. No, not by 100,000 miles. I was proud. I was glorified.
Yeah.
If you please. We must be about the Father's business. If we're not about the Father's business, then we're about the devil's business.
Right.
And there's going to come a separation one day.
Right.
And we will stand before God. What can I do, preacher? I don't know. I don't know what for you to do. You do whatever you feel like. If you need to praise Him, you need to sing a song, if you need to pray, what's going on in your life?
Amen.
I know what's going on in mine. And I will stand and give an account for myself. Not you. I try my best to glorify God. I hope and I pray He's pleased with a little scattered message.
Bless the Lord.
I done my best.
Bless the Lord.
I wanted to get to you so you could grow spiritually. Listen. Don't take my word for it. You got the book. Follow it.
Yeah.
The places that I told you I've read, I might miss the words and I might have made a mess out of it. But you can read it probably a lot better than I.
Bless
you might
Lord.
Even get a better idea out of it.
Yeah.
But if you find it any different, you come and tell me, will you? If you find out that you don't have to die, or if you, the second death or whatever, listen. If you're saved, you'll only die once. And if you're lost, you'll have to die twice. If you're saved, you've got a home to go to. But I can't imagine a lake afar. People are screaming, you won't miss me. You won't miss nobody down there. It'll all be about self and Lord, why didn't I do that which was right?
Right.
As we stand this morning, now let's pray. I don't know what's going on with you. You might want to sing. You might want to testify. You might want to shout the praises of God. You might want to go daughter. You might just want to sit there.
Bless the Lord.
Situation is so big.